This is your old friend, Strolling Tom, greeting you and wishing you the time of day. I suppose you folks think that Strolling Tom is sort of foolish for making such a fuss over apparently little things in life. But I just can't help it. What is that old expression? Oh, yes, it's the nature of the beast. Yeah, but somehow, when I see things that the average person passes by as insignificant, something pops up in my mind that makes it apply to life. And then I come along and tell all you folks about it. Now, take t'other day, for instance. I saw some men with a long steel tape measure measuring a vacant lot. I stopped and howdied with them, naturally, and asked them what they were doing. They said, why, measuring this plot of ground to see how far we can go with the building that we hope to build. Well, that was enough for me. And I thought, oh, what a fine thing that is. You can measure just how far you want to go with your building and keep it in line so you don't run over the other feller's property. Life is like that, folks. You can start from the time you're old enough to know anything and lay your plan according to just what measure you put in value on life. God hands you a tape measure and says, now, son, enjoy life to the fullest measure. Go out and build your career, but keep it within the confines of good deeds on the north, faith on the south, truth and trust on the east, hope and charity on the west. I'm with you always, and will guide and help you. And when you've finished your building, I'll plant a lovely garden all around you. Yes, sir, a garden of roses. Beautiful garden of roses, kissed by the gold. White me But someone may say, well, why should I go to all that trouble and hard work? Others around me seem to get by. They take things easy and have a nice time. Enjoy themselves to the fullest. And never worry or fret about tomorrow. They're living in a bed of roses right now. And they haven't done a thing to earn it. Well, maybe that's true as it appears to those round about them. But let me say that that garden of roses has mighty sharp thorns that is continually pricking at their hearts. And the apparent happiness they're having now is only temporary and paid for by the sweat of someone else's brow. No, friends. The measure of satisfaction, joy, and happiness that'll be the most lasting is when we have earned it. And we can face our fellow men unafraid and with assurance of a lasting joy, peace, and happiness. We mustn't be like the colored boy who made up his mind not to do nothing for nobody, 'cause nobody did nothing for him. That's what I call getting things twisted. No, take your tape measure and your axe. Measure and clear the ground you want to cover. Then hew your timber to fit the building that you want to erect. And build it to stay. Just a little home for the old folks. Just a little place by the sea. I'd love to make the thing they have prayed for a token from me. Just a little spot on a hillside, nestled in the shade of a tree. If I could make it real for the old folks, how happy I'd be. The blue on the high would add many a thrill, and friends nearby would make them happier still. There is nothing more I could hope for, nothing I'm more anxious to see than just a little home for the old folks, a token from me. And don't think for 1 minute that you won't have plenty of time to enjoy the fruits of your labor if you can put up a building that's satisfactory to you. Brother, you've got something that's going to last a long, long time. It might be well for all of us to dig up a tape measure and look over our lot and see just how fine a building we want to put up. When shadows fall and trees whisper days ending, my thoughts are ever home. When crickets call, my heart is forever yearning once more to be returning home. When the hills conceal the setting covers all and all.
until the dawn's new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once.